listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is defending the recent deportation of 261 individuals to El Salvador. The administration claims they're members of violent gangs. A judge issued a written order over the weekend to try to get the plane turned around, but the White House says the planes took off before the order was entered. There is an emergency hearing on the case in about an hour. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has the latest.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said of those who were deported, 137 were deported under the Alien Enemies Act. 101 were Venezuelan people deported under regular Title VIII proceedings, and 23 were members of the MS-13 gang. She calls the deportations a, quote, counterterrorism operation against Venezuela's Tren de Aragua gang, which President Trump designated as a foreign terrorist group last month. In response to concerns about lack of due process, Leavitt said that DHS officials are, quote, sure about the identities of the individuals on the plane. The U.S. paid El Salvador $6 million to detain the people who were deported. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
President Trump says he will speak with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, tomorrow. The Trump administration continues to pursue a ceasefire deal in Ukraine. Trump has said he is cautiously optimistic about a peace deal. NPR's Charles Main says that's despite a list of concerns that Putin raised about the ceasefire plan.
President Putin is on record saying he supports Trump's ceasefire proposal in principle, but the Kremlin leader also laid out a laundry list of issues that he insists require further discussions. That includes how to keep Ukraine from using the ceasefire to rearm, who would monitor the agreement, and what penalties might exist for violating its terms. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accuses Russia of stalling for time to improve its battlefield position. Meanwhile, Moscow continues to demand what a senior Russian foreign ministry official called ironclad security guarantees, excluding Ukraine from NATO membership, and ruled out NATO-aligned European peacekeepers monitoring any ceasefire if and when it comes. Charles Maines, NPR News.
Parents can help their teenagers by talking to them about what they're watching online. That's a recommendation from a new report about screens and teens from the American Psychological Association. Here's NPR's Katie Riddle.
It's not so much time spent watching screens, but what they're watching that can be dangerous for teens. That's why talking to them is important. Mitch Prinstein is chief science officer with the APA.
Can really open up the door to conversations that these days I think happen so rarely because there's so many devices and opportunities for kids to do this independently now.
Parents don't need to have all the answers, says Prinstein. They just need to stay engaged. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Forever 21 has declared bankruptcy for the second time. The fast fashion chain was once a formidable anchor for American malls nationwide. It first went bankrupt 5 years ago and has been a shell of its former self since then. More from NPR's Alina Selyukh.
Forever 21 grew massive in the early 2000s by making designer-style fashion accessible, bringing runway styles to mall shoppers for cheap prices. This was the dawn of fast fashion. The chain expanded aggressively and over time struggled to compete with even faster, even cheaper online rivals. Companies like ASOS and Boohoo, and now Shein and Temu shipping ultra-fast fashion from China. Forever 21 survived its first bankruptcy in 2019 as a smaller company with new owners. Now it's back on the auction block, losing money and shoppers, blaming online competition and high inflation, warning that this could be the end of the line. Forever liquidation. Alina Seluch, NPR News.
This is the day of Shamrock top hats, caps, and all leather green apparel. As people around the world celebrate St. Patrick's Day with parades from Dublin and London to Savannah and New York City. New York City, where the Emerald Society of the NYPD marched down Fifth Avenue to loud cheers. The event was expected to draw millions of people. U.S. stocks have ended the day mostly higher, with the Dow up more than 400 points at last check. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, east winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with rain and snow. And Tuesday, north winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory tonight and Tuesday. Today, north winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. And Tuesday, north winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight. Today, northwest winds 15 knots, becoming north 30 in the afternoon, seas 7 feet. Tonight, north winds 35 knots, seas 7 feet with freezing spray. And Tuesday, north winds 30 knots, becoming northwest 20 in the afternoon, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with freezing spray. And Tuesday, northwest winds 25 knots, diminishing to 15 in the afternoon, seas 7 feet with freezing spray. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet, building to 8 in the afternoon. Tonight, north winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with freezing spray. And Tuesday, north winds 25 knots, diminishing to 15 in the afternoon, seas 8 feet with freezing spray. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, cloudy. A chance of rain and snow in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon. Areas of blowing snow in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. North winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Areas of blowing snow. Lows 15 to 25. North winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 45. And Tuesday, mostly sunny. Areas of blowing snow in the morning. Highs in the lower 20s to lower 30s. Northwest winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40 in the morning. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:34 a.m. at 7 foot 3 inches. A low at 11:08 a.m. at 6 inches. A high at 5:19 p.m. at 5 foot 10 inches. And a low tonight at 10:46, a tide of 2 feet 1 inch. Your sun rose at 8:50 this morning, and your sun will set at 8:50, giving us 12 hours of daylight. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Start out with the Pogues here. It's, St. Patty's Day. Peace Call Fiesta. After that, Steve Winwood with Split Decision. Then the Traveling Wilburys with Tweeter and the Monkey Man.
guests here. I am welcome to our manor. And we have sinkers and conglitures. We have fiesta and fire. We have the sun and the chinchona. We have brandy and half corona. And Leonardo and his accordion. And calamari and macaroni. Come all you rambling boys of pleasure. And ladies of easy leisure. We must say adios until we say Maria once again. Whispering this one's ear.
Will you kindly kill a doll for me?
There is one cash on it in the bingo. Oh, he told us why she's crazy crinkle. As he pulls up the doll's head laughing. And Miraldo throws his body in the sea.
Oh, you rambling boys of pleasure. The ladies of easy leisure. We must say adios until we see a Maria. Again.
man. Tweeter was a Boy Scout before she went to Vietnam and found out the hard way nobody gives a damn. They knew that they'd find freedom just across the Jersey line, so they hopped into a stolen car, took Highway 99.
And the walls came down all the way to hell. Never saw them when they standing, never saw them when they fell.
The undercover cop never liked the Monkey Man. Even back in childhood, he wanted to see him in the can. Jan got married at 14 to a racketeer named Bill. She made secret calls to the Monkey Man from a mansion on the hill. It was out on Thunder Road, Tweeter at the wheel. They crashed into paradise, they could hear them tires squeal. The undercover cop pulled up and said, every one of you's a liar. If you don't surrender now, it's gonna go down to the wire. Trooper close behind, Tweeter took his gun away and messed up his mind. The undercover cop was left tied up to a tree near the souvenir stand by the old abandoned factory. Next day the undercover cop was a hot in pursuit. He was taking the whole thing personal, he didn't care about the loot. Janet told him many times it was you to me who taught. In Jersey, anything's legal as long as you don't get caught.
And the walls came down all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
Undercover cop had cornered him, said, "Ma, you didn't think that this could last." Jan jumped up out of bed, said, "There's someplace I gotta go." She took a gun out of the drawer and said, "It's best that you don't know." The undercover cop was found face down in a field. The Monkey Man was on the river bridge using Tweeter as a shield. Jan said to the Monkey Man, "I'm not fooled by Tweeter's curl. I knew him long before he ever became a Jersey girl."
And the walls came down all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
Now the town of Jersey City is quieting down again. Sitting in a gambling club called the Lion's Den. The TV set was blown up, every bit of it is gone. Ever since the nightly news show that the Monkey Man was on. I guess I'll go to Florida to get myself some sun. There ain't no more opportunity here, everything been done. Sometimes I think of Tweeter, sometimes I think of Jan. Sometimes I don't think about nothing but the Monkey Man.
The walls came down all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell. And the walls came down all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
Up next, I have a little bit of Men at Work with No Sign of Yesterday. Then the Grateful Dead with Deep Elm Blues. And then Bang the Drum All Day. And that's Todd Rundgren.
Pull out the stop plugs. Drain all the waste. Who needs it anyway? Fill all the big holes, leave no trace, no sign of yesterday. Wash all the dishes and clean up my plates. No sign of yesterday. I stare at the photographs of your dark face. No sign of yesterday. Out in the yard was such a lovely place. It's where we used to play. Inside, outside, you can feel and taste. No sign of yesterday. And I can hear you calling. I can hear you calling. I can hear. Ships are falling. This old car keeps stalling. Always seems to be the way. Pick up the pieces and dig out the dead. Then you can go to bed. As night is the stealer and time is the test. No sign of yesterday. Falling. This old car keeps stalling.
Status Quo's next with a piece called Caroline. Then Yoko Ono, oh yeah, she's back with us with No, No, No. And that'll do it for now.
keep it. You promised me, you promised me, you promised me, you promised me.
I grew up in this community and have lived here my whole life. I raised my family here and have watched others raise their families too. I know these lands, these people, our history, and our Unangan traditions. I want to continue to grow old here and live up my days in the place I call home with the people I love. As I get older, I know I need help with certain things I can't do on my own anymore. My family is a huge help, but they aren't always around or available for some of these chores. Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association helps support me through services they provide to elders like me, right here in my community. I was able to choose a chore worker to help me with my task I need to get done around the house and in my community. My chore worker helps me with things like getting chores done around the house, picking up groceries, or taking me to the post office. Through the APIA Chore Service Program, I can keep living in my current home and still receive the help I need to be independent.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
You're tuned into KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, 88.1 FM, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Up next, let's groove. That's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Then some Rick James with Dancing With Me. And, oh boy, one of my all-time favorites, Eddie Brickell and the New Bohemians with What I Am.
That boogie ground, down the home ground, the boogie ground. Bye.
I begin to wonder, babe. I know you ain't there all alone. Every time I have to leave you, woman, I wonder who's taking my place and turn you on. I begin to wonder, woman, I'm getting a wonder woman. Wonder why I feel this way. I'll be home.